Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. So it was revealed last week by Governor John Bel Edwards that Louisiana has a $300 million budget surplus thanks to a better economy and increased tax collections. Now, while this would normally be considered good news, this surplus has added to the debate over whether or not the surplus indicates overtaxation. According to a report in the Shreveport Times, GOP lawmakers who voted against the partial sales tax renewal earlier this year say the surplus demonstrates overtaxation and that Edwards over-exaggerated the depth of Louisiana's financial problems in pressing for the tax renewal. It all stems from the renewal of a portion of a temporary 1 cent sales tax, which was set to expire on July 1st, the beginning of the new fiscal year. Governor Edwards addressed the subject during his announcement last week.
Had we not done the work in the special session, if we had let the revenue that was coming into the state expire, that $1.4 billion, we would not be in the position that we are today in terms of having a responsible budget that adequately finances our most critical priorities.
Edwards will visit Shreveport this morning to mark the pending partnership between University Health and Ochsner Health System. Starting October 1st, Ochsner will take over both safety net hospitals. The Texas Education Agency is finalizing a video for high school students and adults that is supposed to show them how to interact with police officers during a traffic stop. State Senator Royce West is a Democrat from Dallas. During the last legislative session, he helped author Senate Bill 30, aimed at reducing tension during traffic stops. He explained the purpose behind the video to Public Radio KUT in Austin.
There's a high likelihood that people will get the information necessary to determine what they need to do and what officers should be doing, and if the officers are doing it, how to compliment an officer, and if an officer is not doing it, how to file a complaint.
The video program on police-civilian interactions will be mandatory viewing for students, people getting their driver's license for the first time, as well as police cadets. Shelley Ramos is a curriculum division director at the Texas Education Agency.
So districts have the flexibility in determining which course or courses that instruction would most appropriately be provided. And then the State Board of Education in April required districts to add completion of the instruction onto the students' transcripts.
The bill was passed by the Texas State Legislature in 2017 with support from civil rights groups and police associations. In Louisiana, there is a law that requires driver's education courses to include traffic stop etiquette. Since January 1st of this year, Louisiana Department of Motor Vehicles has been testing applicants on the subject. A new report out shows that Arkansas has improved its obesity rate somewhat. According to the state obesity report, Arkansas's obesity rate has declined from 35.7 to 35% of the adults being obese. Tanya Johnson, director of nutritional services at University of Arkansas Medical Services, told Arkansas Public Media that while this is good news, more needs to be done in getting people to eat more healthy.
Fried foods. We eat a lot of heavily processed foods. There's not a lot of clean eating that goes on for the majority of Southerners.
In comparison, Arkansas beat Louisiana as it's rated sixth in the nation for obese adults, with a population at 36.2%, and Texas beat both states, coming in at 14th, with an adult obesity rate of 33%. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. There's a high temperature of 87 degrees with a 40% chance of rain. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 75 degrees and partly cloudy. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.